And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
.640 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It's Wednesday. Galvin will have a brand new open letter coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. Where did Spanish go? What is he doing?
Who knows? Pooping, probably.
Yeah, probably taking a poopy.
Did you see?
Oh, my back. Oh, I'm such an old man.
Did it work?
Are you eating a cup of noodles? What are you doing over there?
No, it's not a cup of noodles. It's a coffee, and I almost spilt it earlier, so I wanted to go back and make sure. Because you know how that has like the little area to put your cup on?
Yeah.
When I left it, it moved, so I was terrified that it was going to spill all over the garage.
Is that a metal cup?
It's like one of those, I think it's aluminum, yeah.
Right.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Keeps it hot, but it burns my hands.
I was going to say, do you know what's going on for Saturday? Do you want to talk about that yet?
Thing? Yes, I do. I do know. I'm going to be at Sticks from 9 to 11 this Saturday p.m. That is 9 to 11 p.m.
Yeah, for the UFC.
That's right. Giving away all kinds of prizes. So if you want to come out and hang out, I would love to see you guys out there.
And you can scan the QR code.
That's right.
And you could register to win a trip to see Conor McGregor fight in Las Vegas, courtesy of the folks at Bud Light.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I love going to these events.
That is Sticks Billiards over in Old Tower?
Yes.
Okay.
It's owned by the old drummer from Happy Days.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Heck yeah.
Tommy Shaw is part of it, too.
Yeah.
Carmen.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What do we have to give away today?
We have a bunch of stuff. So we have tickets for Tyler Childers.
Who is that exactly?
Country guy, I believe.
Country.
Oh, yep. I'm sure it is.
Yep.
But do you know who he is? Do you know his music?
I have no idea. Carmen, do you know any?
I do not. Maybe if you played some.
Used them for Redneck Bingo before.
Right.
Okay.
We have tickets for Journey, who's going to be over in Orlando.
Which I find much better in the later days at Camping World Stadium than it was in the early days.
Mm-hmm. Slash.
Okay.
30 Seconds to Mars, Imagine Dragons, and the Marley Brothers.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that my daughter went to Imagine School? That was the name of her school. She doesn't go there anymore, so don't try to kidnap her. It was Imagine, and their name of the mascot was the Dragons.
Oh, that's
right. So they made the Imagine Dragons.
Was it after Imagine Dragons?
I don't think so, because she went there. Joey went to the same school when he was young, and he was before Imagine Dragons.
I wonder if Imagine Dragons, maybe somebody went to school there, and they're like, oh, that's a cool shirt. I like that.
Oh, did you see who died?
Uh-oh.
Already died. The Godfather.
Yeah.
Producer.
Oh, yeah. 94. That's pretty good.
It was probably Robert De Niro that killed him.
Oh, boy.
That's great.
All right. Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about that.
It's
just the worst.
I watched that probably a dozen times yesterday.
I watched it live when it happened, and it was, I was just blown away.
The clips from people from their own phones, like, were there, are even better.
Listen, I like De Niro. I like a lot of celebrities. I like a lot of movies. But if I have the opportunity to get one to make him lose his mind, I would have had De Niro in a tizzy. I would have made him go crazy.
Seems pretty easy to do, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's very, very easy. All right. We've got that stuff to give away. Let's do it right now. A little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. Galvin, let's do it a little different today.
Uh-huh.
What line are you playing for?
Line 4, please.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, Galvin's playing for you. Please hold. Spanish?
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who's this?
Helen. Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. How are you doing? Helen.
Hold on. Spanish is playing for you. Gio?
Line 12.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Kelly.
Hi,
Can
Kelly.
I just point you out? No ladies will listen. No ladies will listen. Yeah.
Suck it, shark.
It's all guys.
It's all farts and stuff.
Yeah.
Bro culture.
Yeah.
Hold on,
bro.
Hold on, Punkin. Gio is playing for you.
I'm very sorry, Kelly.
you squeaked out a win recently. Good morning. Who's this?
Sean.
Sean, I'm playing for you, sir. Please hold on.
You have the only guy.
I was hoping to play for a guy. Felt like a guy a little gay today.
Dude, station.
Yeah, bro.
Three women, one guy. All right, Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today, we are going to be playing C vocabulary. Can you name these words that start with the letter C?
All right.
From the definition. Can you turn yourself up a little bit?
You're a little low.
Okay, that is as far as I can go.
All right. Well, then maybe project your voice.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Sound good.
Uh-oh. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. C vocabulary. Your first one. An ornamental head covering often made of precious metals.
Oh, damn it.
And jewels. Oh. Spanish. Geometric shape formed by two short intersecting lines. Also, geo. An insect relating to grasshoppers. Cricket. Mike. A soft white organic substance.
Cotton.
Mike. A long passageway, usually
canal.
With multiple doors that lead into corridor. Different rooms. Mike. A sticky, fine-grained earth, typically yellow.
Clay.
Spanish. A device for measuring time, indicating clock is correct. Geo.
Geo?
I mean, I would have said me. Okay.
Pep?
Yes, Geo.
Okay. Geo.
He didn't know.
He did.
Just woke up. Yeah. Just woke up.
All right.
All right, C vocabulary. Your next one, a visibly white or gray mass of condensed water vapor floating in the atmosphere.
Uh-oh.
Spanish. A hot drink made...
Coffee.
Coffee is correct. Pap.
I heard Spanish.
Spanish gets the point. Also, Pap, we're halfway there.
Galvin is not on the board. Gio has 2 points. Michael has 3. And Spanish is your leader right now. He's winning with 4.
Harumph.
All right. We are playing C vocabulary. Your next one, a punctuation mark.
Comma.
Spanish. A device used to determine geographic. Yep.
You son of a bitch.
I couldn't get it out. Gio. A musical performance given in public.
Choir. Concert.
Concert. Spanish.
You.
A formal meeting for discussion.
Conference.
Spanish.
Just running away with it.
To think carefully about something.
Contemplate.
Before making a decision.
Concentrate. Consider.
Consider.
You said that before.
Yeah, I did say it before. You didn't hear me.
I did not hear him with you guys all screaming other words. Spanish.
Point Spanish.
A building used for public Christian worship.
Church.
Yes. Pap.
Geo.
Geo gets the point. A food item made from roasted and ground cacao seeds.
Chocolate.
Geo. A vertical channel that allows smoke to rise up.
Chimney.
Yes.
Did you finish your sentence, Geo?
Your word?
I just need a word.
I said chimney.
Okay. Geo gets the point.
Geo gets the point.
It was Geo, and then Galvin went, and then I went. We basically sang the song, Chimney.
Oh, Chiru? I thought it was Chiru.
Chiru?
Yeah.
Then Chiru.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not finish my sentence, Joe. To answer your question.
No point.
Geo gets the point. Your next one. A farm bird kept for its eggs. Yes. Pap, I don't know who's answering.
Geo.
Okay, yeah, I can't.
Nobody, she's so not used to hearing your voice.
I know, I can't tell who it is.
I know.
It's difficult.
Who is this?
Yeah. It's unusual. You hear anything from him. I understand, Carmen.
Next, a strategic board game in which...
Chess.
Geo. I know that one. A small domesticated carnivorous...
Cat.
Spanish. A covering made from thick woven fabric for floors and staircases.
Carpet.
Geo. And Pap. We're on the last 3.
Oof.
Galvin not on the board. Michael with 3 points. Gio and Spanish are both tied with 9.
What?
Yeah, I have 9.
Here I go.
All right. C, vocabulary. Last 3. Here we go. A wheeled motor vehicle.
Car.
Spanish.
I didn't even hear Spanish.
Yeah, I didn't hear Spanish. Answer. That's all I heard.
Pap?
Yeah, I heard him.
All right. Thank you.
I heard Mike.
Doesn't matter.
But you're not the judge.
Yeah, Spanish right. Gets the point. Your next one. 2 left. A chart showing the day's week.
Calendar.
Gio. We're on the last one.
We're tied up. These
I got
two.
This.
Here we go.
Spanish and Gio are tied, which means Mike and Galvin are out.
Wow.
All right, I got it.
I don't think this has ever happened.
What is happening?
Like Galvin has no points.
No points.
All right.
Mike only has 3. Just so everybody knows. You're out too.
I feel like we're getting punked somehow. Yeah, right? Something's not.
We're going to get pies to the
Galvin
face.
Galvin is 0. We're tied. They're out. This is not right.
And I had a streak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something this is not. The fix is in.
All right. Last one. C vocabulary. Spanish and Gio. Here we go. A vegetable with green leaves forming a compact edible head.
Cauliflower.
You idiot.
Cabbage. Oh, get out of here.
3 points.
You have
0
chance.
Points. Yeah.
Get out of here. Loser.
Yeah.
You
idiot.
Dummy.
Yeah.
You said Karen.
Yeah, before she said the green part.
Well.
All right. We have to go to the extra one.
All right. We're all back.
Nope. Yeah. This is still just between Spanish and Gio. Last one. C vocabulary. A large town. New York, for example.
City.
Oh.
I mean, that's got to hurt, Gio.
Yeah. The easy ones hurt.
So close.
Your final score. Galvin, not on the board. Mm-hmm. Michael with 3. Gio with 10 points. And Spanish is your triumphant champion today. He won with 11.
I can't believe 10 points did not win.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What are the year totals?
The year totals, Gio's in 4th place with 5 wins for the year. I am in 3rd place with 11 wins for the year. Galvin is in 2nd place with 29 wins for the year. And Michael, you are in the lead with 52 wins for the year.
So I almost doubled Galvin. Galvin almost doubled you.
Yeah, Galvin did double me.
Oh, yeah, he did double you. He had 29.
Yeah.
Wow.
I broke my pencil.
W.
It's so strong.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Good game, everybody.
Good game. Good game. Very surprising. Who did you play for?
I played for line 3.
All right, line 3, whoever you were.
Sorry.
Lady.
Sorry, Kelly. I told you.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
The one dude we had.
Came close.
Yeah, that was good. My heart's racing.
Yeah, but you gave Spanish a free one.
It was
definitely Galvin.
No way.
Yeah.
Which one?
You said Mike originally, so.
No, the one before that.
Nah, Z, you're crazy. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm a victor.
It was Galvin.
I'm the champion.
The family.
I'm the champion.
Taking care of family.
That's right.
You know it. You're like, listen, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Every day on the drive here.
If you take grandma's poise pads out to the dumpster.
All right.
I'll give you a point.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple extra points.
It's a good deal, Joe. Don't let him stop it.
No secretions.
No secretions. Not this year.
Galvin definitely had one.
Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, here we go again. What is exercise and Raging Bull? Raging stupid.
All right, Galvin is your news. We'll take a quick break, come back and dive right into it next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and